at the 2012 Beltwide Cotton Conferences. I'm visiting with Bill Robertson. And first of all, Bill, tell me what you do for National Cotton Council.
Well, my title is Manager of Cotton Agronomy, Soils, and Physiology. One of my duties that really shows this time of the year is dealing with the Beltwide. I'm coordinator for the Beltwide Cotton Conferences.
Well, you are a busy man right now because we've got a lot of folks here in Orlando. One of the things that I noticed when I got in, when we had the consultants session ending, was a booklet that I know is not brand new, but still great information on the first 40 days, it's called, that critical period in cotton production, some recommendations. I just thought it might be a good topic for a quick soundbite, if you will, to focus on that and how important that is, still is, and the resources that the council has for people that want more information.
Okay. Yeah, the booklet that we have, the first 40 days and fruiting to finish, is really two different publications. We have hard copies of books that you picked up here, and we also have this publication available on the National Cotton Council website.
What would be an example of some of the things that maybe just off the top of your head that would fit into some of those practices, especially as we look ahead to a new season this year?
Yeah, as we go in, and you know, there's a number of issues that we faced here at the Beltwide Cotton Conference, and one is certainly dealing with the weed issues that we have. There's resistance, and the one that, you know, gets a lot of press right now is the Palmer pigweed, but we have a number of species of weed out there that are resistant to a various array of compounds. But really, you know, when you look at best management practices from a weed standpoint, is start clean and stay clean. And use just a broad attack of things. You need residual compounds, you need to overlap residuals, and that's some of the big things I talked about here. Now, as of late, something that we talk a little bit about in the first 40 days is managing the seed bank. Since that publication has been put together, there's been, you know, we've learned that managing the seed bank is really much more important than we thought it was before. And but just staying, you know, getting clean and staying clean is a big part. You know, when we look at variety selection, there's a whole host of things to look at when it comes to terms of selecting a variety. And, you know, finding one that fits for you. The best way to do that is having some experience on your farm itself. You know, we recommend growers to maybe set aside 10% of their acres to try some of the new varieties, see how it works for them in their management system. The extension specialists, seed companies, a lot of them have variety trials on, you know, scattered across the country. It's very useful to look at variety trial information from, say, one of your neighbor's farms and so forth, and that way you really kind of have a better idea on how particular varieties would perform for you. Irrigation initiation. We know that once cotton begins to square, that's a very critical time in terms of preserving your yield potential to avoid deficit water stress. And to build on that, research has shown that week prior to first flower is very critical. But irrigation initiation, you know, one of the toughest things on irrigation is knowing when to start, when to come back, and when to quit. And so the fruiting to finish addresses some of the issues we have, knowing when we can safely terminate a lot of our practices and not impact yield potential. You know, irrigation, pesticide applications, those are all, you know, oftentimes those are difficult questions to know, okay, when can I stop spraying and not hurt my yield? And so there's a lot of things like that are covered in this and kind of the, you know, the broad overall approach. And then you can take this and build onto that for specific situations to fit your farm.
So you said on the website, how would we find it going to the website now?
Yeah, that is in on the National Cotton Council website. National Cotton Council website is www.cotton.org, O-R-G. And it's in the technical section, or the technical services section of our website. Click on that. and you'll see an ACE program that's advancing cotton education. And the first 40 days, fruiting to finish, is a big part of that. The National Cotton Council in the past has had the Physiology Today newsletters. That's also a component of the ACE program, Advancing Cotton Education. And we're looking at adding more things to that all the time to help give people the background, even from real basic stuff to more technical information. So we've got a broad array of information on that. We're building that up and look at trying to increase exposure to that website soon.
All right. Well, we will definitely point them that way, and I want to thank you very much. That's Bill Robertson with the National Cotton Council. We've been visiting here at the 2012 Beltwide Cotton Conferences. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.